8th parak of Erech in 2nd Mishnah. We're talking about a person who's makdish his field. Nowadays, when there's no yovel, there's machlekes rishonim until when yovel did was in effect. It was till after Vayis Rishon or till after Vayis Sheni. Omar echad harei hi sheli be'eser sloim. One person said, "I'm willing to offer 10 sloim." Ve'echadam be'esrim. The second one said, "I'm willing to offer 20." The third one said, "Echadam shloishim." I want to give 30. Ve'echadam abam. The fourth one said, "I'm willing to give him to 40." 440. Ve'echadam chamishim. And the last one said, "I'm willing to give 50." So kamuvan, 50 wins. But what happens if chazal ba'ishal shloishim? Improper behavior. He's not allowed to do that, but he did. He changed his mind. Mashkim nechosim ad etzer. We force go into his estate and see if he has money. And we are mashkim for his nechosim up to ten sloim, which is brings him down to the 40 person. Then chazal shel avoy mashkim nechosim ad etzer. The 40 person also has to give at least 10. Chazal by shloishim, the 30 person changes his mind. Mashkim nechosim ad etzer, he has to give at least 10 if he has it in his possession. Chazal by esrim mashkim nechosim ad etzer, the 20 person went changes his mind, so we force him to give at least 10. Chazal by shel etzer, moicha moisa v'shavyoi, v'nisraim mishel etzer samoisa. If the Esser person went back, changed his mind, so we sell it to whoever we can, whatever money we can get out of it, and whatever is left over, that Esser person has to pay. In other words, that let's say after everybody paid everything, so there's only 10 sloim left, and it's worth only 4 sloim, so we sell it for 4, and we force the Esser person to give 6. If the Bailim and somebody else gives the same offer, then we sell it, we have the Bailim redeem it. The Bailim redeems it, he says, Eser, he has to give a Chaymish more, 1/5 more, and the Mele, we prefer to give it to him, so Hekdesh could have more benefits.